It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. CSU faculty members have approved a one-day strike at two campuses next week, the first strike in the union's history following informational picketing today and Wednesday intended to support the Occupy Wall Street movement. Ben Adler has more.
California Faculty Association President Lillian Taze says the CSU system has increased student fees and boosted executive pay, but won't honor raises promised in a previous labor contract.
There's this enormous concern with the well-being of the folks at the top, and then a complete disdain for the rest of us who have made enormous sacrifices.
But Mike Uhlenkamp in Chancellor Charlie Reed's office says state budget cuts put the CSU in a deep financial hole.
It's not fiscally responsible for us to pay out $20 million in salary increases at a time when the university system has received massive, massive cuts.
The strike is set for next Thursday at CSU East Bay and CSU Dominguez Hills. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California medical marijuana advocates are suing the U.S. Justice Department over its recent crackdown on dispensaries. Last month, four U.S. attorneys in California announced enforcement actions against dispensaries and landlords, including property seizures and arrests. The suit, announced Monday, accuses the federal government of entrapping pot providers by reversing its own policy, a form of illegal bait and switch. Plaintiff's attorney, Matt Cunin.
We're asking for the government to seize any enforcement activities against any patients that are operating in compliance with state law and to not seek any forfeiture or criminal penalties against any landlord leasing property to the cannabis cooperative.
The Justice Department has declined to comment, but prosecutors say they're targeting commercial marijuana operations more interested in profits than treating the seriously ill. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. Find these and other stories on our community news website, northbayvoice.org.